Welcome to our podcast. Today we're going to be talking about technology and the security issues that arise with it.
I wanted to talk to you guys about briefly about the recent Facebook breach where 50 million users had their passwords hacked. That's 50 million people that had their data, their photos, their videos, and all of their personal information out there for the public. It makes you really wonder what this technology, how good technology actually is, if it can distribute your data like that.
Yeah, well, another issue is having your phones in your pockets or computers in your bag, and you know, they're all listening to what we're saying. So even a few months ago, I was having a conversation with a friend about mattresses, and then later on when I logged into Facebook, I had a bunch of ads that were related to different mattresses that I could buy, and I had never searched this online anywhere on any of my devices. I was just having a random conversation with a friend, so it's really scary to know that your devices are always listening to you.
That is true. I actually just had an instance where something that was on my email got taken to Facebook, and Facebook was giving me suggestions on this. So I got really scared about it. I looked a little bit more into it, and they do pretty much say that they do have access to our data.
Yeah, that's true. There are other ones as well that you were just about to mention. There's Google Home. There's also Amazon for Alexa. These are very similar to Siri.
Oh, like Alexa. Isn't that the platform that Debbie's used on?
Yeah, that's right. Debbie is a new assistant that helps software developers with their code.
Well, what is code?
So code is the instructions that a developer will write on the computer so the computer knows what functions it can access and what it can do. So you can have different languages like Python, Java, HTML, and these instructions are read by the computer so it can perform the tasks you want it to perform.
Yeah, that's right. They're just like the building blocks for all the technology we see today. Back to Debbie, it basically just helps these software developers shorten their workload by getting rid of the simple tasks they have to constantly do. And Debbie can just do that super quick. That gives them more time to focus on developing their software, which is super important for us, especially in society nowadays with technology increasing so much.
Yeah, I think that the security issues with Debbie definitely is important to consider, because Dr. Holmes did mention that the bigger picture is to bring Debbie into other job applications, such as a doctor or a lawyer's office. And with scenarios like that, like patient confidentiality is really important, because health is a much more important, and people don't really want to share this kind of information. Like, it's different than your coding work.
Yeah, and another issue that Dr. Holmes did mention was that there were developers that were concerned about maybe Debbie being able to delete their code or distribute it online in some places. And you know, this could also be a safety and security issue, because you don't want your own work to be accessed by different hackers or different companies.
Right, or like working against you,
pretty
much.
So even with the potential privacy issues that Debbie could pose, it actually doesn't breach any of these issues. So any conversation you're having with Debbie is only going to be stored on your computer, and nobody else will be able to access it. And this is a really good step in the direction of developing new software and taking into account the privacy.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. With future advancements, I think technology will definitely be incorporated into the workplace. So these are some potential issues that could arise from technology, and since it's already being addressed, I think it's a great start.